Thank you. Hi, my name is Ricarda. I'm from Seriösen.tv from Germany. I
Oh.
was wondering, Cassian has never really been portrayed as a perfectly good hero in Rogue One. And since you're playing his maternal figure in Andor, I was wondering how much this figured into what kind of ambiguous character he becomes. Like, did you raise him to be that person?
Yeah, I'm his mother to all intents and purposes because he's lived with me pretty, a lot of his life. But I think that's not, I think the person I play is a very good person. I don't think she's very pleased with him a lot of the time. So I didn't raise him to be a morally ambiguous person. But he says actually a wonderful thing in the series. He says, "I messed up." I think kids mess up, and they sometimes have to confess that to their mothers. So I don't think it's the mother's fault that he messes up.
Thank
I
you.
think they have trouble surviving that group in Ferrix. So maybe, for a young man, it's very hard.
I was wondering as well how the casting process for this was. Like, did you have to go to the casting at all, or were you handpicked for the role?
I was handpicked for the role. And so there's nothing nicer than being invited. It's a really nice thing. I don't think, I mean, Marva is 20 or 30 years older than I am, but they wanted somebody who could do various things, which will become evident during the showing of it. So I am younger than the role. I would not normally be seeking to play a woman of 85 years of age. But it was a lovely challenge, and it just meant hours of prosthetics every day. But it was great. It was great. I was asked. Tony rang me up on a Zoom, actually. We had a lovely Zoom. He was in New York because he wasn't coming because we were in that COVID time. So he asked me, and I was thrilled.
Tony Gilroy, he directed Andor and he previously also was involved with Rogue One, which was obviously a huge success. And how does this show now connect to that movie in tone and content?
Well, I think I'm speaking, I shouldn't speak about Tony, but I get a feeling that he got a huge confidence from that. And so he was able on this to explore really quite domestic issues. He took time with this. There's a kind of time where you get to, sometimes not much happens in a scene, you think, but in fact, a huge relationship is established brilliantly. And so there's a great sophistication in the writing. Now, that may be not interesting to the viewer, but I just was very taken with how the ordinariness of life on these extraordinary planets is portrayed. And so you get time to identify. So in that way, it's a very empathetic thing, but it must be because he really knows what he's doing. He knows the world that he's writing about, and he's clearly celebrating the people he's writing about, and the complexity of the relationships makes it morally interesting to watch. It's not in a world where there's good lightness and dark, there's also lots of in between.
Thank you.